B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
right now. Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
Tonight at 6, a new morning show is taking Charlotte by storm.
I get up with you guys every single morning, and I don't think I'd be able to make it to work if it wasn't for you guys.
Thank you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
What is up, sexy people?
Good morning.
Hey-o.
How are you?
I'm feeling really good today. It's Friday, and I think we could all use a Friday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like, working from home or not, like, at least tomorrow we get to put our, or, you know, put our work lives on hold for 2 days. And I'll take it.
I know. It's been such a long and not the happiest of weeks.
No. Mm-mm. You got that right. Loren is going to join us here in a minute. She was having some internet connection issues at home.
Hello, beautiful people.
Oh, there she is. Hi.
Hi.
What happened?
I don't know. My internet is being like super, super slow today, but we have two channels. So I've got one computer running off of the Wi-Fi house one and the other running off the Wi-Fi house two now.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
Well,
that was stressful.
You made it just in the nick of time. We literally just started saying that we're happy that it's Friday, even though a lot of people are working from home. You get 2 weeks off, hopefully, this weekend to put down work and just kind of be with your family and, you know, maintain your life a little bit.
You know what we should do today?
What?
We do the Legendary Friday Free-for-All at like 7:45. Let's just screw it. Let's throw out the music and do that all day today.
That's fun.
You mean let's flush the format, Roy?
Let's flush the format. Yes.
All right. I can get down with that.
It'll cheer me up.
Everybody's at home anyway. You can just get down all day to throwback music.
There you go.
All right. I like where you're going, Roy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We all earned a weekend after the week that we've had here in the Carolinas. It's Mani, Roy, and Loren live on Friday, March 27th, 2020. Loren, are you still with us?
I am.
Good. I'm glad to see your internet's still working. What'd you do yesterday? What's your day in 30 seconds?
So yesterday we decided that we were going to do Thanksgiving in March.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we're all cooped up in the house. Like, everyone's probably at some point irritated everybody else, you know, at this point. And we're just trying to, like, remember what we're thankful for and that we're all healthy. So I was like, you know what? We've got a frozen turkey. Let's pull it out. Defrost it. I'll cook it. We have stuffing in the pantry. We've got gravy. We've got mac and cheese. I'll just whip something up. So at like 2 o'clock yesterday, I started baking this turkey and we had Thanksgiving dinner last night.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
And, did you say, a big thanks? Did you say what you were thankful for? Was it the Mani, Roy, and Loren show?
Our big thankful for was that we were all still healthy.
Good.
And that we had each other.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yep. No one's got the Corona.
I did something similar. We didn't do Thanksgiving, but I had a steak frozen from Christmas Eve in my freezer. And for some reason, I know why, because we were cleaning out our freezer. You know, we're stocking up like a lot of people are. Mm-hmm. And I found it and I have it dated, you know, 12/24/19. And I go, babe, why don't we defrost this steak, put it in the slow cooker, add some pasta, and we'll put some sauce in there. So she went and found a recipe. You know, slow cooker recipes are everywhere. Mm-hmm. And we slow cooked the steak and had, like, a nice little meal last night. And I'm like, hey, let's be thankful for December 24th, 2019. When the coronavirus was only in China, and we laughed at it.
And we're like, oh, it'll never come over here.
No.
America's so protected. And if it does come here, we know what to do.
That's right.
We'll be fine.
And just like Loren's original Thanksgiving, Roy, and your original Thanksgiving, and my Christmas, we were thankful for the Garth Brooks concert in May. And we were thankful for...
Don't kid. kick me right in the
another
nap.
Season of Cam Newton, and we were thankful for Luke Kuechly coming back and playing with us. 2020 sucks.
Manny, it sounds like you need a little Thanksgiving in your life.
I'm okay.
It's been a rough year.
I'm okay. I'm fine.
It's been a bear. Roy, what about you? What'd you do yesterday?
Oh, man, I was very busy between making sure my home studio is set up so I sound great for you on the radio. And then also, I'm trying to save every real estate deal possible because Corona's killing the business.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll find your way to a home of your own.
I did some microwavable Chinese dinner last night, and I guess there's this thing that I eat my food very fast. But on the flip side of that, Sterling eats his food weirdly slow. Like, he'll take a bite, because we eat and watch TV at the same time. He'll take a bite and then just stop. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing just leaving food there? You got to keep going. No one needs a little break between bites.
I know. I'm a pretty slow eater myself, and I'm usually last at the table when everybody else gets up and goes.
Is it because you talk a lot?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
See, he likes to sit and watch TV and enjoy it. I'm like, come on, let's eat.
Yeah, and
it
also
on the night for me.
Right, like last night we had that steak thing, and I wanted to enjoy it. I took a bite, I had a little wine, and I would sit back and like look around the house, look at the family, kind of smile. Meanwhile, everybody else is like, rawr, 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 next, let's get on to the next thing. I'm like, hey.
That's me. And then at the end of it, I feel like I'm, you know, some fat A just sitting there. I'm like, this didn't last but a second on my plate.
What's for second dinner?
Yeah. So that was my night.
Let's check in with Nicole and see how she's doing. Hi, producer Nicole. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How about you? How has your week been?
Week's been pretty good.
Yeah, what'd you eat last night? Because you came in yesterday and yelled that with 3 weeks in our stay-home orders, you want to lose weight.
Yep, I'm coming out of this 21-day quarantine. I'm going to have abs. I'm going to have clear skin. I'm going to have healthy hair.
Really?
Me too.
Amen,
me
sister.
Me too. I'm going to have abs at the end of this too.
I
don't mind the baby bump.
All right. Well, we're excited for you guys to be with us today. Like Roy said, we know what we're doing. We're flushing the format. We're throwing away the playlist. Here's the playlist right here. Gone. And we're playing nothing but Friday free-for-all music all morning long, people. So as you get into work, if you are heading that way, keep us on. If you're at home, listen to us on your smart devices. Just make sure you enable the Kiss 95.1 skill. But let's do it all freaking morning, Roy. I like what you're into there.
Man, we need a good day. And music puts people in a good mood. You know, you have good memories attached to it. You have a blast. So let's flush the format and have fun.
All right, we got more throwback music for you. Plus, Roy, speaking of memories, it's a funny thing, Lorraine. I was thinking about you yesterday and how you live really dangerously. Well, let me explain to you coming up at 6:20 this morning.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand. Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Just so everybody knows, our Friday and weekend chanters are 6 to 10 feet apart from each other in the studio this morning.
At all times. But listen, we want to have a lot of fun today. It's been such a rough week, so we're throwing out the playlist. We're playing nothing but fun music. It's a legendary Friday free-for-all all day.
Yeah, a lot of people at this time don't even hear the throwback music that we normally play from 7:45 to 8:15. So enjoy it. Hopefully it puts a little smile on your face. And, you know, speaking of, like, the whole coronavirus epidemic, I was thinking yesterday how dangerous a life Lorraine leads.
Oh, Roy? What does that mean?
What did she do?
You know, it's interesting about you, Lorraine, because, like, you've been to China.
Okay, when I was, like, 23.
You've been to Italy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Many times, annually.
Then you've been to Spain recently.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to Florida during the Zika outbreak.
Yes.
Roy, I mean, I was just like thinking to myself, geez, you know, maybe Lorraine is some sort of villain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That like we need to have a superhero come and battle Lorraine, the Lorraine-demic.
You're right. like Zika wasn't that bad, and then Loren went to Florida, and then
you think I'm behind all of this?
Like wildfire. She went to Spain, and it wasn't bad when she was in Spain, but then all of a sudden, I see what you're saying.
And then I just narrowly escaped these things.
You nonchalantly told us that you went to one of those open air markets, basically where the coronavirus came from in Wuhan. Experts believe it jumped from a bat. A bat that had the virus bit an animal that was then slaughtered and then eaten by a human. That's how they believe the virus started in humans.
Yeah, they don't know because they can't find the original host.
No, but that's what like experts with check marks next to their names on Insta and Twitter are saying. But Loren, you were there. You were actually at an open market and saw, not in Wuhan, but at an open market and saw this. And you're the only one that I know that has been through this.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, totally. I don't know anybody who's traveled as much as you.
I bet she goes to China to sell raw food, just to try to spread things around.
I do not. I was just very blessed, very young, to be part of the Miami Dolphins and then part of the Charlotte Hornets that has taken me around the world. So I've been to a lot of places that people will probably never go in their lifetime or probably can't even spot on a map. Like I've been to Bosnia and Kosovo and...
Another country where they've had nothing but wars and terrible relations with each other.
Well, I was on a USO tour, so.
Yeah. Whenever I go to Loren's house, I make sure my steak's cooked well done because you just don't know what she's doing over there. She's been to so many countries. She's so exotic.
No, you know, listen, I'm joking that I'm blaming you, but it is interesting how you've been to a lot of these countries.
You got to live your life,
Spain.
Man.
I get it. And when you were in Spain, there was no sign of any issues.
I know.
I'm living my life wonderfully in my little ranch. It's fantastic. I got 4 bedrooms. I got a nice back porch. Everything I need is right here in my neighborhood. Living my life perfectly. I don't need to go to war-torn Bosnia and risk my life because I got to go shake some hands to live my life. I'm good.
I don't need to go to some open-air market in China.
Yeah, and buy a bat because it looks crunchy.
Because everyone else is doing it.
Yeah.
And I got to go to, why did you go to Florida during the Zika epidemic? And I know we got to go to commercial, but real
quick. She went to catch mosquitoes. That's what she went
No, I went when I was pregnant with Cash, and it wasn't there when I got on the plane. I went down to take my maternity photos on the beach. Got off the plane, and it was all important. Over Miami.
I forgot it was an important trip.
She lives life like a Kardashian. She went down to Florida for that photo shoot on the beach at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I forgot.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
I love this throwback music, man. We are throwing it back. We do the Legendary Friday free-for-all every Friday at 7:45, but I'm going to keep saying this, Loren, so I don't get in trouble for it. Roy said, let's just play old-school music all morning.
So you're going to blame Roy?
Yeah.
Blame me. You know what? Because guess what? If we get in trouble, I'm home. I don't have to see the boss. I don't have to answer my phone call. Let's just play what we want.
Now, people are loving it. 330 texted in. Whoop, whoop. Just like that. 704 said, thank you for shouting out us grocery store workers. I have diabetes, and I'm heading to work. Pray for us. Man. And that's a pre-existing condition that puts that person at a higher risk than someone who doesn't have diabetes or, you know, a suppressed immune system like Roy. So, yes, thank you guys so much for doing that. We really appreciate it.
But let's share some good news, some news that is going on throughout the Carolinas that will put a smile on your face. Did you see that volunteers were helping sanitize downtown Morganton? A group of volunteers took some sanitizer, was wiping everything down from bus stop benches to UPS boxes to everything in the city that people typically touch. They're out there sanitizing everything.
Just volunteers? Nice. Like a group
Just
of
volunteers.
People?
Yep. It's a group called Let's Act Army, and they took to the streets with spray bottles in one hand, cleaning towels in the other, and anything that people typically touch in public, they were wiping down. How cool is that?
It sounds like the theme of like an 80s movie, you know, the plot of an 80s movie where like there's like a really bad gang, but like times call for them to be good. You know what I mean? So they all like, instead of guns, they traded their guns for spray bottles.
And they hit the streets.
And other gangs joined them. I mean, things are so bad. The Bloods and Crips are actually working together in L.A., Roy.
To clean the benches.
Yeah. It's the most cooperative times ever.
Lake Norman Company working overtime to make ventilators for coronavirus patients. They are doing everything they can to work with the people in NASCAR, by the way, to develop a prototype of a ventilator that they can produce quickly and send throughout the nation to help people who are having a shortage of ventilators, which unfortunately, when you have not enough ventilators, that's when the doctors have to make the decision who survives mm-hmm. and who dies. So it's important that we get these ventilators for people that are being affected by COVID-19.
That's an interesting team up with NASCAR, though.
Yeah, it is a really interesting team up.
I love that the U.S. comes together like that. Like this country, like you did a story yesterday where an alcohol distillery is making hand sanitizer. They're using the alcohol for that. Like no questions asked. Like we are right. Like it's like World War II, man. When we needed tanks, all they stopped making cars and they built all these, you know, airplanes and tanks and stuff. And
yeah, now you have a company called Biomed teaming up with NASCAR to make ventilators, which is very cool. Then lastly, with good news to put a smile on your face, Krispy Kreme, honoring those who are first responders, nurses, doctors. They're going to be giving out free donuts to those folks as a big thank you for working your 12-plus hours and risking your life to help fight the coronavirus.
Lauren doesn't like Krispy Kremes.
Oh, that's not true.
It's great.
Who doesn't like somebody? Somebody doesn't like Krispy Kremes. I forget who that was.
I'm not
it was
a
you.
Huge donut fan in general, but no. I mean, I don't not like Krispy Kremes.
There may or may not be a Krispy Kreme in this house.
How much would you pay for that, Loren, right now to get that Krispy Kreme delivered to your home?
I'm good. Bowl of cereal and a little hot tea. I think I'm all set.
Okay. Thanks, Roy, for the good news. Lots of stories like that are posted up at kiss951.com. You can go find them there. We had the mayor on yesterday, and it was quite an honor to speak to Mayor Vi Lyles.
Yeah, it was a big day because Mecklenburg County went into a stay-at-home order. The mayor came onto the radio show just after the order came in effect to explain what it means, how it's impacting the citizens, and what happens next. If you want to hear this, it's coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mini More of the Rim Morning Show. Joining us is Mayor Vi Lyles.
Good morning.
An unprecedented territory for you. Like, when you took office, this pandemic, I mean, how close to your mind are you thinking about something like this happening to our city?
I certainly didn't expect this. If you had asked me 2 weeks ago, would we be at this point in time, I wouldn't have been able to imagine it. But we are here, and now we know that we have to be different and do things better and differently. You know, this is the time that we have to work together. The next 3 weeks are so essential because we've got to flatten the curve of this virus. Charlotte is one of more than 12 cities in North Carolina with this proclamation of staying at home, social distancing, and making sure that we have people that will not gather with more than 10 people in any location.
I got to ask, how is the cleaning going on for the public transportation? Is this like a daily thing?
Oh, it's more than daily. It's actually more frequently. Every night, all of the rails and the rail cars and the buses are thoroughly cleaned. And then they're cleaned throughout intervals. And we are also instituting, plexiglass to make sure that the driver has more safety considerations. It's important. People ask me, well, why are we still running the buses? Because we have to provide transportation for our healthcare workers. They are the backbone of this effort right now. I just saw something posted, and it said, you should stay at home so that we can stay in the hospital and help you. And so that's why transportation, our buses and our rail system, that's important for us to do. But we are cleaning, and we're following all of the CDC guidelines and the hospital systems. They have been so helpful in advising us on what to do. I have great appreciation for the two great systems that we have in our city.
Mayor Lyles, Frank wants to know if Uber and Lyft will still be running for people who don't have cars and need to get to appointments with their doctors or to the grocery stores.
And we consider transportation to be an essential service. Just as you said, not everybody in the city has a car.
The stay-at-home order in Mecklenburg County, although the list is large of things that you still can do, go out, get gas, take out food, maybe let's be smart about it like we've been saying, Mayor, and just maybe one person in the household goes shopping. Maybe one person goes to pick up the food and everybody else stays put. Do you agree?
I agree. You know, I just read something that common sense isn't so common anymore. Well, we're bringing that yeah. back. We're going to make common sense common sense. So if you have someone that's a neighbor, or especially for our most vulnerable population of seniors or people with underlying health conditions, just knock, make a phone call, ask them what they need, drop it off at their home, tell them it's there, and let them come out and get it so that they can be protected from this.
What's the plan with the RNC? I know the RNC is the big event that the city's going to have come August. I'm sure you guys are in conversation with the RNC. Is that ultimately going to be our call, or is that the RNC's call on whether or not that event happens?
The first and foremost priority is to keep people safe. So what we're going to do is whatever the guidelines are, the regulations that we're under at the time, we're going to follow those. I believe that everyone has to do their part. And whatever the rules are, if we're still in this situation where we're asking people to stay at home, then we're not going, we're going to do that. And so looking at the 1 in 9 people in this city are employed in the hospitality industry. And most of those folks are now unemployed. I just heard the national news that 3 million people were unemployed as of today across this country. So I don't know what our recovery plan will be, because we've got to get through the crisis to begin recovery. But whatever it is, everyone will follow that.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Mania Ron the Rim Morning Show and talking about what the city's doing in response to COVID-19 and about the shelter-at-home order, which has now been 41 minutes in effect.
Stay home, stay healthy.
Two things before we get you off. A, when we get through this, and we will as a city get through this, we all know that. All fly, as the Hornets say, and keep pounding, as the Panthers say, are going to be our themes for this. We want you to come on and play Can't Beat Loren in pop culture trivia, okay? That's going to be something that's going to happen. And then two.
Thank you for making me smile this morning.
You got it. Two,
that one.
Don't touch your face, wash your hands, Mayor. We're all trying to do that. And even you have to practice that. We cannot have you get sick.
That's true.
Manny, Roy, and Lorraine, your quarantine buddies. Kiss 95.1.
That is from yesterday. We thought for sure you'd like to hear Mayor Viles, Mayor Viles this morning. Or Viles, as I call her.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Oof, this music has everybody fired up this morning. 704 said, I just want to thank you from all essential first responders, all the workers. Y'all are awesome. Keep up the hard work. They're saying thank you to all the essential people. A lot of people are loving the Legendary Friday free-for-all.
Yeah, we thought it would be a good idea just to throw the normal format on and just play a lot of fun music and have a great time.
Somebody sent a text message and said they are actually working at a plant that is making scrubs. And they're jamming to the Legendary Friday free-for-all. Shout out to you guys for doing all that great stuff. Everybody who's working this morning, essential to us. We really appreciate it. And those non-essential people, you guys really are essential to us. Everybody's essential in this situation. So, did you guys see that DM that we got? Nicole followed up with someone named Lauren, and I have her on the phone. Let me bring her up. She's on line 7. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing well, Lauren.
So, Lauren, you DM'd us and said working from home, because I guess you normally go into the office and you've been working from home for the last couple of weeks. Is that right?
Yeah.
So working from home has led you to believe something or find something out about your boyfriend who's also working from home, and you guys are quarantining together. Tell Lauren and Roy and everyone else what that was. I think it's funny.
So when I met my boyfriend, he told me that he did IT security for his company, and that, you know, he was like pivotal, that he talked to the CEO every day, that he knew all the passwords for the company. His job was super important. They like could not do it without him. And I was like, oh, okay. And now that I'm like working next to him and hearing his conversations and hearing the conference calls he's on,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I realize he does basic IT, like basic troubleshooting. Like people can't get on to their Zoom meetings or they want help like cleaning the files on their computer.
That's funny. He's asking, did you restart your computer, turn it off and turn it back on?
Yes. Those are the conversations I have. Not heard him talk to his CEO ever since we have been home.
See, I would have lied. I would have been like, hold on, baby. I got to take a call from the CEO. Yes. Good morning, Mr. Fargo. Yes.
Meanie will follow all the way through with the lie.
I know. Mr. Fargo, I'll clean up your computer. I'll be up in your office a little bit, and I'll clean the computer up for you, okay?
Yes, I know the password. You know that. Yes, I've been in your office several times. Yes, of course I'll wear the hazmat suit. Yes, yes, Mr. Fargo. I like that his name is Mr. Fargo. Now, have you said anything to him, Lauren? Because, listen, we've talked about this before, and it is really funny. I had a buddy who worked at a gas station to pay his way through college, and in New Jersey, you can't pump your own gas, so he pumped the gas and did, you know, like window cleanings and stuff, and he called himself a petroleum engineer.
Whoa!
Now, okay. Now, some people have jobs that are basic, like IT, which is really important, but to make your job sound way more interesting, you have the passwords that only you and the CEO know. You know what I mean?
That's true. You know, you do it on resumes all the time. Even when I was a server at Country Cooking, it's a buffet, I would even make it sound like I was really, really smart. I would just take money and put it in the cash register. I would be organizing finances, you know, like I would always make everything sound way more dramatic and way more important on my resume when I was first starting trying to get a job.
Lauren, have you said anything to him? Have you told him like, hey, I'm just realizing that, you're not talking to the CEO. Maybe your job's not as important. Or are you just letting it fly?
I'm just letting it fly because if that makes him like feel so good, you know, and like, important and, you know, valuable. I don't want to take that away from him, but I'm just kind of secretly laughing. like every time you tell someone to turn on and off his computer, like I kind of just look the other way and kind of snigger because I just think, you know, it's me. Why did he make it such a big deal?
He probably wanted to show off for you a little bit. And, you know, now it looks like he's a glorified call center person.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren. Well, we thought it was funny. Maybe. Thanks for DMing us. Thanks for listening to the Maney, Roy, and Loren show. We appreciate it.
Of course. I love you guys.
Oh, thanks, Lauren. We appreciate that. Do you guys want to take some calls? I wonder if we can get some action from you guys out there. And what have you learned? Like what, not even necessarily about their job, but like you're quarantined together right now, right? Two people are working together that normally haven't worked together. You both would go off to work. Like, what are you learning about your partner right now that you didn't know before this quarantine started?
704-570-9595. Call the studio. You can text. You can even DM at the MRL show. We'll take your phone calls. Coming up at 5.
But first, Roy, we're continuing our Throwback Friday. You can't see the computer in here, but I can.
Okay.
You know what we got? Salt and pepper. Push it. To get you through your Friday.
Love it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
A lot of people thanking you, Roy, for your decision to play nothing but throwback music this morning.
We deserve it. It's been a long week. And we've been through a lot lately, so we need to have a lot of fun today. Let's play the Friday free-for-all all morning long.
We're also talking about what did you learn or what are you learning about your partner while you're at home working together. Lauren called early this morning about 20 minutes ago and said that she's finding out that her boyfriend's job isn't nearly as important as he said it was. He said, like, he talks to the CEO on a daily basis, works for a big corporation. She's like, no, he's like an IT guy. Which is important, but he doesn't have the passcodes to the company. The company could survive without him. Michelle and Matthews is on line 11. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
What'd you find out about your partner? You know, you're quarantined together. I'm sure you're finding lots of things about each other.
Well, actually, we're not quarantined because I work in healthcare, so I've been out on the line. But
awesome.
My son is home with him. My husband works for a company that does shipping signs to your Walmarts, your Targets, for your Easter displays and all that. So he's always running all these spreadsheets, and anytime we go somewhere, he has to take the laptop with him and bring it out. And I'm like, holy smokes, like they can't live without him type thing. So my son keeps walking in on his office, and he's like, Daddy just plays Candy Crush all day. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, he does something on the computer, and then he sits there and plays his Candy Crush. And so I finally asked him, and he's like, yeah, you know, the spreadsheets take a while to run, so I just sit there and play Candy Crush. And I'm like,
That's so funny.
Always bragging how he's on level 6,000, and he beat the game 6 times. And I'm thinking, yeah, I would beat the game 6 times, too, if I could play Candy Crush all day.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder, because Dallas has a lot of spreadsheets and, like, conference calls. I sometimes wonder if I looked on his computer if I would really find the spreadsheets.
Nope, you're going to find the rules to Candy Crush, Loren.
Yeah.
Michelle, thank you.
Blows my mind. I'm like, okay, guess whatever. Brings home a paycheck, however you display it. I don't care.
That's amazing. Well, thanks for thanks for doing what you do on that front line there in the healthcare.
Thanks for helping us out every day and keeping us happy.
We're trying. Thank you. Glad we put a smile on your face.
And, you know, my dad's the same way. He works for a gas station, but he operates the car wash division. And he has to, like, carry, like, his phones and his laptop, and he's in his company truck at all times. And it'll be 8 o'clock at night, and he has to take a quick call. And I'm like, how important are car washes? Like, how do you need to be available 24-7 for a dang car wash?
You know, Roy, our cars need to be clean. And quite honestly,
yeah.
I think I read a study that said the corona grows on car hoods. So that is really important.
Okay, it's essential.
Let's see. Oh, we do need someone to play Can't Beat Loren. We'll get a caller here in a second. But I'm just looking at a lot of these text messages coming in about the spouses, what they're finding out about each other while they're staying at home. I found out that my partner basically doesn't turn the laptop on after noon, spends most of the day watching Netflix and Hulu. I don't know. You know, I love my wife, and she works in the fashion business. And right now, her business is taking an absolute beating, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, companies that paid for summer and spring clothes to be shipped to their boutiques, these mom and pop boutiques that she, you know, supplies, they're like, nobody, we're not open. We can't take shipment, and we're not ready to shop for fall and summer yet. So they're taking a bloodbath, and like so many other people are. And Amanda's like, I got to check my email, and each email is a negative email. So I told her, like, on Tuesday, I was like, babe, just like stop after like 2 p.m. and just wait for tomorrow, because it's not fair to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're getting upset over this. There's nothing good. You know what I mean? Like, we have a really cool big announcement we're going to make. That's something that starts Monday morning. We'll give you that announcement here in like 10 minutes. Like, that put a smile on my face when I got that email from work.
Sure.
You know? So keep up the work out there, you guys. If we do our part, and the only way we'll defeat this thing is by not giving it to each other. So if we social distance, stay indoors for at least these 3 weeks till the 21st of April, like Mech's doing, we'll see where we're at. That's my thoughts.
I agree with you.
Thanks, Roy.
Let's not spread it around. That's why I'm in my home. I'm trying to be safe. All right, let's go ahead and play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. Call now and take down the pop princess.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Rant.
Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, your new contestant is Amanda in Indian Trail. Good morning, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
We're good.
Amanda.
How's y'all morning going?
Are we not loving the throwback music, the free-for-all all day that we planned this morning?
It's great.
It is. All right, now throw Loren out of that giant closet she calls a studio so we can play Can't Beat Loren.
Okay.
Loren, get to stepping.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Loren is leaving. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
I got so caught up in dancing to the Legendary Friday free-for-all, I haven't even looked these over, and that always turns out well for us. If you're wondering what Jessica Biel and her husband are doing during all this, they're social distancing in the mountains.
Unlimited services.
Amanda?
What do you think that was?
It's OnStar.
Amanda? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm in the car with my mom.
Okay. All right. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us who Jessica Biel's husband is, if you would, Amanda, in Indian Trail.
I don't even know.
All right. That's the easy one.
So I'm going to get worse from here.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have made their official move to America. The couple's living in L.A. and in a secluded compound. What USA show was Meghan Markle on? What USA channel? Just say suits.
Involved attorneys, and they wore suits, so the TV was called...
Oh.
Amanda, just say suits.
Suits?
Yeah, there you go.
All right,
good answer.
There we go.
This pop star with a fan group called the Swifties has spent about $3,000, and it's on 10 struggling fans, so she's sharing her money with fans. What pop star has fans called Swifties, Amanda?
Oh, my goodness.
Can we stop?
Major star with the last name of Swift.
Okay.
And just what's the singer?
Okay. Let's just bring Lorraine back.
Hey, you know, and let's just say that she got them all correct.
Okay.
How about that?
Good, good. All right. Amanda, great job. Lorraine, come back.
Yeah.
We're up against the clock. We got a big announcement we want to make here in a minute anyway. You're fine. Okay.
Lorraine, our friend Amanda got them all correct, which means we're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end. Hey, by the way, she didn't get them all correct, but it was a mess. But don't worry about that.
All right, here we go. Show off your skills. If you're wondering what Jessica Biel and her husband are doing during all this, they're social distancing in the mountains. Jessica Biel's husband is?
Justin Timberlake.
What USA show is Meghan Markle a part of?
Suits.
And this pop star has a fan group called the Swifties. She's spent about $3,000 on 10 struggling Swifties to help them through these times. Her name is?
Taylor Swift.
A new book claims NBC was to blame for Steve Carell's exit on the show where he played Michael Scott.
You want the name of the show?
I do.
The Office.
And Tom Cruise wanted to fly an F-18 fighter jet for his new movie, but the Navy said no. What action movie series is he doing a sequel for?
Top Gun.
Yes.
All right, that is a tie.
Good job, Amanda.
Both, 5-5. Lorraine, you got 84 wins.
Is it really a tie?
No.
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 Oh.
We stopped with Amanda. Things were bad, but we appreciate you calling in, Amanda, in Indian Trail.
Amanda, we're still going to make you say it, though.
No.
No?
I let her go.
Okay.
Yeah, we basically said, just say suits, and she goes, I don't know. She might have been calling in for something else, and poor thing. Okay. Right, we got a big announcement.
This was Tanner in the morning. I'm confused.
We got a big announcement.
We do have a big announcement. We're also going to play more throwbacks and details on how you can win cash. Don't go anywhere. It's coming up at 5.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Times are tough. Unemployment is rising through the roof. A lot of families are being impacted from coronavirus, and we want to help you out. It's almost like our own little bailout system. It really is. But we want to give you $500 seven times a day.
That's awesome.
Starting Monday morning at 8 a.m., that's your first chance to win $500. We're going to give you a keyword that you can enter on the Kiss95.1 app or kiss95.1.com. You can even text the keyword to 45911, and then you are in the running for $500. You're also in the running for a grand prize of $10,000.
Now, we weren't supposed to do this. Like, we do the Kiss Cash Code contest a couple times a year. We went to our boss, and we said, hey, boss, now more than ever, the people that are... you know, furloughed or laid off or sitting at home listening to us on the radio, and boy, it'd be nice to give them cash. And we left that email, and I didn't think we would get an email back, but we did, and they said fine. So we're bringing back the Kiss Cash Code Monday morning, 8 a.m. Like Roy said, seven times a day you got a shot at $500. I like to call it quarantine cash. personally.
That's a lot of times, too, because we typically only do it 5 times a day. And we're giving you, like, 2 extra times to win.
All right, so the winning starts Monday morning, 8 a.m. And, Roy, you also said that just by entering one time, you're in the running for the grand prize of 10 grand.
Yeah, we convinced them to save another 10 grand aside so that another person could win all that money. It is the Kiss Cash Code returning 8 a.m. Monday morning, hooking you up, helping you out through this tough time. But listen, y'all, legendary Friday free-for-all.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Throwing it back old school all morning long, thanks to Roy's wonderful idea at about 6:05 this morning.
Hey, listen, it's been a rough week for everyone, and I thought it'd be a good idea to do the legendary Friday free-for-all all day. So that's what we've been doing all Friday long, playing fun throwback music.
And, Loren, you know what's great about this is Roy thinks like I'm praising him every time I come on. I go, hey, Roy did this. I'm really doing that.
You're just trying not to get in trouble.
Yeah, so if Quagmire hears and goes, what the heck's going on? I've made it clear that I'm not the one that is doing this. Roy's the one that chose to do this.
And I'm okay with that because I'm not going into work. I'm broadcasting from my home studio. So I can't, you know, all I can do, I can ignore a phone call.
You can get a conference call, video chat, browbeating, Roy.
Oh, no. I'll hold my dog.
This is Nikki, you guys. She's in Hickory. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great, Nikki.
Great, and we were glad to have you back on the show. But you're working.
Yes.
So tell everyone. Go ahead, Nikki.
I work 8 hours a day. We've not slowed down any at the company I work for, and I work for a furniture industry in Hickory, North Carolina, and we are now going to start making hospital gowns and masks for area hospitals in and around the Hickory area.
That's great.
That's great. Now, are you stopping the furniture and only doing the masks, or are you doing both?
We are doing both. We will. We haven't worked all the kinks yet. The CDO will more than likely let us know today, and we'll probably start on it sometime next week. But from what I've understood, he's probably going to have a couple of our sewers stopping on furniture, and they're going to just specifically sew the masks and the gowns, or they're going to rotate the sewer so everyone has a hand in it. But we're not going to stop like the upholsterers or anything like that. They're going to continue to work as is.
So you have the material there in your warehouse, Nikki,
yes,
that will transform to making these gowns for the medical industry.
Yes, we're working with an organization here in Hickory and the surrounding counties, I believe. Like I said, I don't have all of the details. I just know what I've
That's
been
good.
Told so far. So
I love that.
I'm really excited because I'm glad to be able to help out the community, not only the community I work for, but our actual community and surrounding areas, the hospitals and stuff.
And you know, with people being laid off left and right, and people's salaries being cut, you get to keep your job. You get to go to work.
Yeah.
Do something that's very important to the community as we're trying to fight coronavirus. That's like that distillery in Charlotte that instead of making the liquor, they're switching over and they're going to take that alcohol and make hand sanitizers. That's phenomenal. Yes. I love hearing stories like this.
This way, Nikki and the other people that are working still get their pay for jobs, you know, and then you guys also put a huge smile on your face, like you said. And I also want to take this time, Nikki, to not only give you guys a shout out, but everybody that is manufacturing anything that is helping us fight COVID-19. But not only that, but the people in the grocery stores, the sanitation workers, like everybody. This is a giant circle. And if there's any break in the circle, the system doesn't work. But we as Americans, regardless of race, sex, religious, political background, this is when we shine, and it really gives me the goosebumps and chills when I talk about how amazing we all are. We put all that crap aside and go to work, which is what we need to do.
Yes, I completely agree. Because, I mean, I have 2 kids. I have a 14-year-old, and I have a baby that'll be 2 years old. So I'm highly conscious right now of trying to keep everything clean and sanitized at my house because I do have a small child. And on the flip side, I do have an elderly mother who's almost 80 years old who is also still working. She works in the fast food industry.
Oh, wow.
Like, they completely shut down their lobby, and all they're doing is take out or drive through. But she still goes to work every morning at 5 o'clock, gets off at 2 o'clock every day. And I'm extremely concerned for her because this is hitting the older and the younger generation. And so I'm constantly calling her, hey, you need anything, go home. I'll go get it. Just stay home.
Well,
and everything.
Nikki, you got the world on your shoulders, and we love that you're in Hickory and you're saving. You're really going to be saving lives with making those protective gear for the medical workers. So thank you so much for being part of the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show family. We can't thank you enough.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So we started the MRL show's Operation Kids Care. We announced it on Monday. So it's been 5 days since we've announced that. We thought it would be a great thing for parents to have the kids get away from screens, take a break from homework. If it was the weather wasn't great, to stay, you know, they're indoors, to put together cards so that we can bring them to the older care facilities where people can't receive visitors right now, and in some cases can't even leave their rooms. So my son Dean, you guys, as you know, and Nicole have kind of fronted this. It was Nicole's idea. Then Dean heard about it, and he made 20 cards that day. And he's still putting out more cards, you guys. And your home, Roy and Loren, from your home studios, so you didn't see the load of cards I saw when I came in today. We got our first group of cards.
Oh, great. So how many do we have now?
We have a total of 28 cards from listeners.
Awesome. Oh, great.
And how many did your son make?
Dean made, Dean and Ruby combined made about 20.
Okay. And then
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Nicole said that she had like 200, right?
Yeah, I've done 180.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
I'm really carrying this operation, Nicole.
Yeah.
Cash has done about 15.
Oh, good. Roy and Sterling and Roy's dog, Callie, haven't done any.
We're getting to it, okay? We've been a bit busy.
I can't find paper.
But my mom, she's made cards and she's mailing them in. I don't know if you got those yet. But she's even participating because it is sad. The families can't see their families in these assisted living communities.
So, producer Nicole, just explain to everyone how Operation Kids Care works.
Yeah, so basically, you know, whether it's just regular notepad paper, construction paper, I got the little, like, medium-sized like parchment paper, and I bought a sticker book and just Sharpies, and I've been creating just random cards with words of encouragement, you know, telling them that I'm thankful for them, or I'm thinking of them, or that they're loved. Just little reminders that, you know, their family would typically remind them of. So it's not just for kids. I'm an adult, and I really enjoyed doing this. It got me away from Netflix, from playing video games. It got me doing something. So just create a little card. Send it to us here at the radio station. Our address is on the website, on our social media. You can get it there. And then what we're going to do is we are going to take all the proper precautions. And then we have, right now, I think we're up to 6 assisted living and nursing home facilities in the Charlotte and South Carolina areas that want to participate in this, which is why our goal is set so high, because we don't want to say no to anybody. So we're going to get them to them, and then they're going to take the proper precautions and then distribute them in the nursing home.
Oh, no. We have 6 facilities we've got to deliver cards to. We don't have enough.
Well, we're trying to get 1,000, quite honestly. Yeah. And you know what? We've got time for this. So let's at least give it 3 weeks. Let the kids get to work and see where we're at. But do you remember Nikki and Hickory a little while ago said that her furniture manufacturing company is now going to start manufacturing gowns for the healthcare workers?
Yep. Yeah.
And she's like, you know what I love about that is I'm doing something to help during these times. Well, guess what? Like Dean, when he wrote these cards, my 6-year-old son was like, I really feel good that I'm helping someone who's not going to get a smile on their face from a family member to put a smile on their face. And that's amazing. You can't pay for those moments, you guys.
You're right. You're literally making a difference when you make these cards. We have the address up at the website, kiss951.com. You can also send us a DM, and we'll send it to you as well. But let's Operation Kids Care. Let's send these cards to people inside assisted living facilities.
Awesome. We're going to talk about, I found out, Roy, that Loren asked Dallas to run to the store and load up on two items that are non-essential and hilarious.
Okay, I'm pregnant. I'm having pregnancy cravings. I wanted to make sure that I could get them.
Okay, we're going to tell you about that. And if you missed it, how you can win cash 7 times a day starting Monday morning. Those details coming up in less than 10.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It is tough times with the COVID-19 outbreak. People are losing their jobs. People are taking pay cuts. We just spoke to our bosses, and we want to help out. We're bringing back the Kiss Cash Code, giving you $500 7 times a day. If you want this cash, which everybody could use a little extra, make sure you're listening Monday morning at 8 a.m. as it launches again during this really, really, really rough time.
Yeah, man. 7 times a day to win $500. That is amazing. And I've been calling it Quarantine Cash. I like that name.
Quarantine Cash is very good.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. You're sitting at home. Get you some quarantine cash. We're giving it away 5 times a day. 7 times a day. Okay, Loren.
Yes.
You're such an interesting person to me. You really are. I caught wind through the grapevine. And you know, Roy, the grapevine is thick with gossip and rumors.
Oh, yeah.
I caught wind through the grapevine that you sent down to the store to get a bunch of food so that you could be stocked up with what?
Okay, so let's just preface this by... this is necessity for pregnant women.
Okay.
Right now I'm having cravings for Kashi cereal and Uncrustables.
I don't even know what that is.
Gosh. Uncrustables like this peanut butter and jelly sandwich that is made together without any crust.
Okay.
It's like they got the sandwich and they cut a circle out in the middle of the sandwich.
Oh, yeah. The kids eat these. I'm looking now.
It's essentially for children. But I love their peanut butter and honey sandwiches. So I sent Dallas to go and get like 5 boxes of each.
I told you.
You can freeze the Uncrustables and just pull them out as you need them. So why not? I mean, if I know I can get them right now.
But it's a good thing. I think freezing your food is great because then that gives Dallas less times that he has to go out to the store.
Right.
And we've said it 1,000 times. The only way you're going to stop this virus is if it doesn't have a host to latch on to and it dies. So the less you go out, the better it is for everyone. But Roy, I'll tell you right now, I've got like 4 loaves of bread frozen in my refrigerator.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. We go through, I eat a lot of sandwiches and we do like a lot of French toast.
Okay.
So when it was available, I just grabbed 4 loaves and froze them up. What do you have a bunch of food? What kind?
I have a bunch of bagged frozen French fries. I have like 4 bags and they're all different kinds. I got like waffle cut. I got the McDonald's fast food ones. I have potato wedges and I also have crinkle cut. I have 4. I literally have 4 bags of French fries. And I don't know why. I don't know why. I'm not going to eat that many fries. In fact, since I bought them, I haven't even opened them. It's been like 2 weeks. I haven't even opened them. But we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. What's that non-essential thing that you've hoarded? I'm going to use the term.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook Live. You can watch us if you look up Kiss 95.1 Mornings on Facebook. And Scylla says, I have 5 packs of tortillas. You better be doing a lot of burritos and tacos.
Yeah, check your inventory. And what do you have the most food? What kind of food is it?
Jennifer Martin in Facebook Live says, I have Gatorade and mac and cheese. Both things you could just keep on the shelf.
I wonder what kind of food producer Nicole has a lot of in your inventory. Nicole, what do you have?
I don't really have a lot of anything.
No?
Like, I'm using this time to cook healthy. Hmm. So I have like frozen shrimp, like Trader Joe's stuff in the freezer, but I'm going like once a week to get all my veggies.
Nicole, I feel so bad for you. Come on over. We'll grill out some hamburgers and eat some of these fries.
Roy's got plenty of fries for you to eat. Different kinds too. Waffle.
Are they wrinkle. Sweet potato fries?
Nope, they're the fatty, unhealthy, delicious American fries.
No, Roy, I have 21 days to get abs.
She wants these abs bad.
All right, jump on the phone. We'd love to hear from you guys. You can also shoot us a text at 704-570-9595. That was Nicole doing something in her studio. 704-570-9595. Check your inventory and tell us what you have the most type of food. Like, what is it? We'll take your calls next.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
So, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, we're doing something a little different today. We've been playing fun music that we typically play during our Legendary Friday free-for-all, which is from like 7:45 to 8:30. This morning, I was like, hey, it's been a rough week for everyone. Let's just play fun throwback music all day today.
Dude, people are absolutely loving it. 704 texted in, love the music this morning. You should make this a full-time thing. I'll tell you what, let's at least do it next week and maybe the week after while we're at the stay-at-home order here in Met County.
And just tell, I like that idea.
I'll just tell the boss to listen to Power 98 and Tanner. I'll be like, hey, have you heard what they're up to? Like, the next two Fridays, check them out.
But listen, we wanted to hear from you. 704-570-9595. What's that non-essential item that you've kind of hoarded, that you've kind of held on to?
Brianna.
Oh, hi, Brianna.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Say hi to Roy and Loren.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, now I was going to let you two talk to her.
Okay.
Roy and Loren.
Well, Brianna, tell us, what's that non-essential item that you've held up on, that you have a lot of?
Well, I also have fries, like you mentioned earlier. I have about three different types of fries. But yeah. I also have a lot of pizza products, like frozen pizza.
I did buy two box pizzas.
We're at the point now in our household where Dallas is like, no more pizza. We've had so much pizza, I can't do it anymore.
Brianna, is that something you normally buy, pizza, or is this just kind of like a COVID-19 purchase?
It's kind of like a COVID-19 purchase. I don't really purchase microwavable pizzas.
It's funny.
Neither do I.
This virus will make us buy things that we don't normally buy, like a ton of toilet paper.
I bought
pre-cooked
steak fajita mix bag, which normally I'd get the steak, I'd get the peppers, I would do it all fresh myself. But like I'm like even doing that, I'm like all these pre-bagged frozen things that I typically never use.
Yeah.
We got 704 texting in that says, I have hoarded way too much Body Armor water.
What is that?
Body Armor makes a water, I guess? Is that right? Nicole, I feel like she's listening to something. I feel like Nicole would have body armor water.
I love that. She's like listening to music.
I guess. Yeah, she's not listening to us. I could be assured you of that. 704, she is into beer. Got a lot of beer. Six large jars of queso, 980 says. This is all the food that you have stocked in your house. A ton of food.
Yeah, we have a lot of wine, and I'm not even drinking right now. That's just for Elena and Dallas.
Yeah, well, because I got to live with you.
Touche.
I'm just kidding. Are you okay, Ren?
Me?
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, pregnancy's going well?
Yeah, all good.
You know, because
no complaints.
We should be just celebrating you and your pregnancy and that baby boy of yours that's going to come in June. And I feel like this is just kind of the COVID-19 has stolen your thunder a little bit.
You know, the only thing I was like contemplating at this point was whether I was going to have a sprinkle or a shower. And I was kind of on the fence anyway, and now I'm like, well, guess I'm not having one.
I made
the decision for you.
Right.
Corinne is on line 7. Good morning, Corinne, all the way up in Boone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Corinne. So what's that item? It's not essential. It's not like toilet paper. You don't really need it. But what do you have a lot of?
I didn't get it for this COVID-19 mess, but back in the summer, I bought a lot of those red, white, and blue Smirnoff drinks that only come out at one time. Mm-hmm. And so now that I'm home all the time, I actually get to use them.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. I have in my refrigerator like some, like, not, they're like White Claws, but they're not. They're like some spritzer seltzer things, like alcohol. Okay. And I've looked at them, just like you, Corinne, since like August. Like, I think we had them since Labor Day, just sitting there. And the other day I was like, well, I need the space, so it's time to drink these suckers.
Yeah, I am using every ingredient, every leftover possible. Like, I chopped up a bunch of green onions. I'm putting green onions on everything. And then there's some dinners that I'm hiding green onion in. I'm like, I'm going to use this in some way possible. I'm using every ingredient.
704 said, I buy my kids mini muffins, like, basically year-round. And now, all of a sudden, since we bought two huge boxes, they decided to completely stop eating them. And they're usually gone in 2 days. That's true, too. Like Loren, do you find that cash is into something, and then you'll buy a lot of it, and then not into it anymore?
Yeah, he doesn't eat it anymore, mm-hmm. And then I end up eating it.
We
like
did
Uncrustables.
We did it with fruit. Like, the kids exactly. couldn't get enough strawberries, so we went to Costco, got two huge crates of strawberries, and Amanda and I are the only ones eating them now. Like, Dean's like, eh, I'm over it.
Yeah, I've done that. I felt so bad. I was into shoe fly pie. Have you ever had that? Shoe fly pie?
No, but it sounds southern as can be.
kind of. It's like a maple syrup pie. Well, I asked my mom. I'd constantly like, I want some shoe fly pie. And she made it, and it took her hours. And for some odd reason, that day, I didn't want the pie. I was like, I don't know. I'm not in the mood.
That's pretty funny. We were talking about Body Armor water, Roy, and 803 texted in and said Body Armor water is amazing. I've never heard of it.
Okay, can we all agree that water in itself is not amazing? It's just water. It's tasteless liquid that makes you not dehydrated.
Just a brand, that's all. It's really just water.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mady, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Throwing back the music all morning long. Loving it. The Friday free-for-all started at about 6:05 this morning with Return of the Mac. And here we are at 9:10 almost and still going strong. Roy and Loren in their homes, studios, broadcasting live this morning. Lives are changed. So many lives are changed and routines are just ruined right now, you know?
It's true. It's true. But listen, this will pass.
Sure.
We can't be cooped up in our house forever.
No, you got that right. And while you are cooped up with the kids, something that you can safely do is take a walk with your family and maintain the CDC social distancing rules with people around you, right? I mean, a family can be together, but if another group walks past you, give the 6 to 10 feet of space. Or you could load up the car and start doing this, Lauren. This is great for your neighborhood.
Okay, what are we doing?
Give us the gate code and then let us come in. And what you do is you put a teddy bear in one of your front windows somewhere, and we drive around or walk through neighborhoods and spot the teddy bear. Let the kids try and find the teddy bear and see which window it's in.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Isn't that cool? This is from the New York Post. Communities are starting to entertain the kids with what's called bear hunts. Roy, different bear hunt than what your community's used to. This is for kids.
That's a Saturday night, brother. Yeah.
And that'll be back one day soon, no doubt. But I thought that was cool. Put stuffed bears in the windows of their homes or businesses so that the kids can hunt for them while out walking or driving around with their parents. The other thing, Amazon's doing this, and I think it's dangerous. You know what Amazon did? Amazon released a list of the best board games to play while in quarantine.
Why is that dangerous?
Bro, most arguments amongst couples and families have to do with board games, especially the home I grew up with in when the Monopoly came out, or we actually played another game called Trump back in the early 90s, which was his version of Monopoly. You owned airlines, cruise ships, casinos.
Okay.
And we would get on each other's throats. It was awful. Yep.
Playing Monopoly in my house never ended well. Ever.
So Sterling and I have been playing, it's called Super Mario Party. And I've gotten angry so many times and refused to play anymore. Because like when you get towards the end, the computer starts handing out like participation awards to all these people. And then I'm like, well, they now are going to win. They now have all these little stars. because and they did deserve the star. We deserve the star, and I get mad, and I'm like, I'm not playing. This is stupid. I get all angry. But then when I'm winning, you know, I'm loving every bit of it.
Well, Monopoly, anybody who was ever the banker always got accused of cheating.
Yeah, I know, because I used to cheat when I was the banker.
Well, not only that, people were ruthless, like legit ruthless. Like my brother would be like, up, you landed on Boardwalk, you have no money left. I want every last dime plus every property, you know, which is the way you're supposed to play, but still.
They would build so many hotels. I'm like, have you ever heard of affordable housing? Come on.
Amazon put up the list of best board games to play, from murder mysteries to strategies. Battleship, Candyland, Guess Who. Amazon is still taking orders. However, of course, they're prioritizing making sure that they ship out the essential deliveries before you get your Candyland game or Chutes and Ladders.
Yeah, you know what else I
ordering from them.
You know what else I like, Manny, that we're kind of doing in our neighborhood? Is kids are taking walks, and they're taking their sidewalk chalk with them, and then they're writing notes to homeowners, like, in their driveways.
Yeah, that's really cool. I like that. What, did you get a note?
We left notes. We haven't gotten any yet. Mm. But Cash leaves me notes all the time in our driveway.
Oh, good. What would a neighbor say to Loren on the driveway, Roy? Say something funny. What would a note be?
Say something funny. The construction needs to stop at all hours of the day.
For the love of God, stop hammering.
Let's see. We'll tell some funny things.
Yes, anything this is the chateau.
I don't know. I'm at the end of the show, dude.
Are you?
My jokes are out.
Are you cooked?
I'm cooked.
Poor dude. I feel bad. It's such a rough life to sit at home and jump on a microphone and use your own toilets and your own facilities.
Oh,
it is not easy. Don't even. I'm doing just as much as you from here.
Roy does have two shows to perform from his home.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll be back. We're going to update you on the very latest out of Hollywood. Plus, if you missed it, we'll tell you how you could get some quarantine cash in your life. Kiss Cash Code's coming back. Details on that, too, less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
It's called Operation Kids Care. You know, we launched this earlier because Nicole wanted to help out the people that are inside the assisted living facilities, the elderly, because they can't see anyone. They have those facilities under lockdown. Families can't even get in. So we thought it'd be a really cool idea for kids, when they're at home, for them to write little cards to people inside these facilities, and we can send it over.
Yeah, and producer Nicole and Dean, my son, have put together the MRL show Operations Kids Care, and we're starting to get a lot of letters sent here to the radio station. All the details are up at kiss951.com, how you can get those to us. But Kristen is on the phone, and she's in Charlotte. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. How are you all?
We're doing really well.
Kristen, we have a weird echo happening, so we don't want to spend too much time because people don't like echoes. But we do know that your dad's in a nursing home, so what's going on? What did you want to say about Operation Kids Care?
Well, I just wanted to encourage folks to go ahead and do those cards, pictures, letters, anything. He's in a facility here in Charlotte, just 5 minutes from my house, and I can't talk to him, I can't see him, and it's tough. So knowing that folks could send something that would give them a smile over there to any of the facilities, or, you know, and it doesn't have to be that big of a project, but I know, like, my kids, for example, are in online school. So if someone's got a break in their online school time, or maybe it's for an art class, they could do a couple pictures and send them to you guys.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Last time I saw, we needed, we had six facilities we were going to be delivering to, and we only have like 200 some cards, so we need a lot more.
Yeah, I would really just encourage folks to, you know, take like 5 minutes, even folks that are working online from home. I mean, my dad used to coach football, and, you know, I know most of the people in the facility have had these incredible jobs and made contributions to our community, and for us to be able to give back to these guys would mean a lot to them, to the caregivers, and certainly to us as families.
It's a win-win for everybody, Kristen. The kids get their time away from screens and get their time to take a break and be creative, and we're going to get these out to as many people as we can. We're going to do it for the next couple of weeks and maybe even longer if it works out. So thanks for the call, Kristen, and our prayers are with you and your dad during this time, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate everything y'all do.
Thanks, Kristen. And believe me, we're going to work hard on this echo that all of a sudden, by the way, just popped up. Like, even Kristen's echoing.
I know, it's always 9:30.
Is your Q speaker on?
My Q. So, bye, Kristen. Thanks a lot for the call. What?
Is your Q speaker on? Maybe there's a speaker on in your studio.
No, because as soon as I... Sorry, everyone, for this. But as soon as I turn my microphone on, the Q speaker turns off.
Yeah, but what if it failed?
Hello, hello, hello. Hello? No, it's not. I don't hear anything. Oh, I only hear my headphones. Turn off your microphone, Roy.
Okay.
Let's see if it's coming from...
Did that do anything? No, I'm still delayed, too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Producer Nicole says we should just wrap up and end it. We may or may not be back on Monday. I don't know at this point. I can't work
with
an echo.
We'll be back on Monday.
But I can't have an engineer come in while I'm here.
It's always right now.
No, I don't know what's going on. We'll figure it out, you guys. Thanks for hanging with us. The free-for-all continues through 10 a.m. right here on Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.